And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Goopa Goopa!
Hello!
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is a great week. It's a great week. I reckon it's been a year since we've had a purple burglar alarm.
Must be.
But we've got two in a row. They're like buses. I'm so excited about it. I'm also excited about the fact that we have a word of the week that I'll be telling you about in the next section that I've just realised I haven't written down yet, which I will do. But the thing I'm excited the most about, Tony, is this week's first track. As of last week, the lovely Howard from Raucous Records said that we could play anything off Raucous Records that we wanted to. And do you know what one of the things is on Raucous Records, Tony?
What's that?
Meteors, the lost album. This was pre their first album. It was their first ever session. And we're going to play a track from it right now, Tony. This is the Meteors. And guess what? Do you know what I am?
What's that?
A Psycho for Your Love.
Well, I'm psycho for your love, baby, yeah. Well, I follow you to heaven or anywhere. When your dad tells me to stop and get out, I'm gonna pull out my knife and rip his throat right out. Cause I'm psycho for your love, baby, yeah. Well, go to the grave, I'll see you with me. What dogs on this down on the street? A vampire and a werewolf too. Well, I can't keep my crazy mind off you, cause I'm a psycho for your love, baby, yeah. Well, follow you to hell or anywhere. When your dad tells me to stop and get out, I'm gonna pull out my knife and rip his throat right out. Cause I'm a psycho for your love, baby, yeah, yeah, I'm crazy. Psycho for your love, oh, baby, yeah. Well, I'll follow you to hell or anywhere. Well, if dad tells me to stop and get out, I'm gonna pull out my knife, rip his throat right out. Cause I'm psycho for your love, oh, baby, yeah. Oh, crazy man. Psycho for your love, oh, baby, yeah. Well, I follow you to hell or anywhere. When your dad tells me to stop and get out, I'm gonna pull out my knife, rip his throat right out. Cause I'm psycho for your love, oh, baby, yeah. Well, I'm psycho for your love, oh, baby, yeah. Well, I'm psycho for your love, oh, baby, yeah. Oh, baby, yeah. Oh, baby, yeah. Well, I'm psycho for your love. Baby, yeah.
That's the Meteors and Psycho for Your Love from the album called simply The Lost Album, out now on Raucous Records. You will be hearing more from Raucous in the future. This could mean we will be playing a little bit more psychobilly from now on. Oh, that makes me so happy. Now, Tony, controversially, for 5 points.
Okay.
What is the Meteors MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheMeteors?
No, MySpace.com/TheMeteors official. Yeah. It's poorly being Internet 5, Tony Neil. That's the only way I could even possibly make this a draw.
Fair enough.
The rest are so straightforward, it's unbelievable. Or are they?
Ooh.
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 I could win it, actually. I'll tell you what I'll do, because I'm fair. Oh, we'll redo that for 4 points. So it's probably been Internet 4, Tony Nil.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Mm.
Yes, that'll be fine. Yeah. That'll be fine, I think. I think so. I think so. You could. That means you can still win. I'm being fair. Hey, we've got a word of the week, as mentioned. Oh, and Raucous Records should be in our top friends permanently when they've added us.
Right. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much to them. One of the only people who seems to get in touch with us these days, Tony, is Murphy the Yeti.
He does, doesn't he?
And I'm glad he does, because he comes up with some bloody great stuff. And this week, he's got a word of the week for us that I rather like. Here goes. Goopa Goopa. I was inspired by last week's word, no nuts. And I only think it's fair that we have a new word for the male appendage among the great words for the penis, including wang, fuckstick, dong, and mighty berserker. But now, let me introduce you to the pink sprinkler. Make of it what you will, but I think it is worthy of the punky seal of approval. That's my punky seal of approval there. Right, and I do. I am liking the... Well, I don't like the pink sprinkler, Tony. I don't want to go down that road this early in the show.
Yeah.
But I like the phrase pink sprinkler. What do you think? Do you fancy a pink sprinkler?
I like the sound of it.
Very good. Well done, Murphy the Yeti. This week's word of the week is pink sprinkler. Now then, Tony, I should have some MySpace comments for you, but of course, nobody leaves them for us anymore other than bands hawking their wares. So if you are on MySpace and you listen to the show, do leave us a comment, myspace.com/punkyradio, and hopefully we'll read a few out next week. What I have instead, though, and I'm so pleased about this, last Thursday I did the Lescar, which is a pub in Hunter's Bar in Sheffield, and who should have been comparing the show than a Scottish comedian called John Scott? And who should have been in the crowd than a bloke I know from Letchworth called David Murray, originally of Scotland? Well, two Scottish people in the same room, I make that purple burglar alarm o'clock. So, anyway, for those of you that don't know or are new to the show and don't know about the phenomenon that is purple burglar alarm, quite straightforward, really. Scottish people can't fucking say it. There's too many R's and L's in it. It's absolutely brilliant. They're lovely people, the Scots. I've got plenty of time for them. I am hoping to set a purple burglar alarm Guinness Book of World Records record when I go up to Glasgow at the end of May, when I'm going to try and get 400 people at the same time to say it. Now, it is a challenge that could result in me getting a punch in the face, or 400. But I'm going to try. But in the meantime, to give you a taste of it, maybe you'll see what I mean after I play this. Tony, run VT. So it's been about a year since I've managed to collar a Scotsman in the corner of a room and hear for Punky Radio now. I'm now going to ask someone from Scotland to attempt the Purple Burglar Alarm Challenge. If you introduce yourself, say where you're from, what you do, and then give me your attempt.
Dave Murray, originally a Ouija from Letchworth Garden City, and I now can say Purple Burglar Alarms.
Fantastic. I've got another one here as well. My mate John. John, would you mind doing this?
Not in the slightest.
You've got to do the same. You can do a gag first, by all means.
Jeez, man, I'm gagged out. I'm gagged all night. So we'll just go straight for purple burglar alarm.
And that is how good it is. Thank you very much. And that is indeed how good it is. Now, the second one was John Scott, the guy who was on the bill, and he did manage to say alarm.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good, the second one.
He did manage that, but the burglar, that was the best burglar I've heard, because he's got the Edinburgh side of it, which is it's absolutely superb. If you know a Scotsman and you have any form of recording device at all, why not get them to say purple burglar alarm and send it to paulieb@punkyradio.com, tightly email purple burglar alarm. I do enjoy it so much. I'm such a child. I did play it to someone, and they said, oh wow, they really really tried, didn't they? I went, oh yeah, they were really confident. A band who were very confident, of course, with the Dead 60s, but they're not around anymore, but we're still playing them. That's what you're listening to right now. Tony, have you got any Podcast Alley comments?
I do. Thank you all for your votes and comments so far this month. It is a new month, the month of May, so if you haven't voted for us this month, please do.
Hey, Tony.
Yes.
She wore a scarlet ribbon. She wore a scarlet ribbon in the merry month of May. And when I asked her why she wore that ribbon, she said it's for a Forest fan who's going to Wembley. Wembley, Wembley. We're the greatest football team and we're going to Wembley. Well, we're not.
Right.
But that was the song in 1991.
But it is May.
Of course, and when the day before we made this show was, of course, the 4th of May. May the 4th be with you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Always like to say that. Sorry.
It's fine. So if you haven't voted for us so far, please do vote for us. Go to punkyradio.com, and up at the top of the screen is important, please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in a comment, if you so wish, because I read them out. All of them. Thank you so far for these, and I have the top six to try and catch up a little bit. Punky Poem, Kitten Blood is Red, Port Lippy's Balls are Blue, All the Bands Rock, and Punky Does Too. From Woody B3, thank you very much.
Kitten Blood.
Brilliant, you guys
thank
rock.
Thank you very much. And I have just realised it's May and I've done nothing about doing any voting myself yet. I haven't even voted for us. Oh. I'd better get on with that.
You guys rock, and that's from Julia Kay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we can't get as much of a song out of that, Julia Kay. You should know better.
We should put a little cross down to it. So,
yeah, I'm she is lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, Julia Kay.
Cool.
If I was going to name her, I'd call her Special. Yes, Julia Special.
Nice.
Special Julia. I'd call her Special Julia, not Special Kay. I'll look out for Special Julia.
You're such a way with the women.
I know.
Yeah. Rocks. Punky is as Punky does. That's from Scott Jukubic.
Thank you very much, Scott. Much appreciated.
Hello, Paul and Tony. Tony and Paul, keep it up. Insane Star. We will. Thank you.
I could keep it up for yeah. Insane Star. It's all right. She's legal.
That's all right, then. That's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, it's fine. I think, anyway. I think it's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, Insane Star. Oh, that reminds me. It doesn't remind me of that. That sounds really wrong. Mm. Chantel, I'm so sorry. I still haven't sent your prize.
When was that?
2 months ago.
Oh, dear.
I'm behind. I'm just behind.
No, let's
I'll try and send it this week, Chantel. I am sorry.
Cool. Laugh my ass off. Paulie B and Tony, thanks for the April vote. It's cool. We still support each other after 2 years. You dudes rock. Keep on keeping on, my friends. Peace, Marcus. XY rocks.
I'm just a bit concerned about Marcus, because he is now, of course, Arseless Marcus.
Arseless Marcus?
Yeah, well, he's laughed his ass off.
Oh.
He's Arseless Marcus. Where are you going tonight? I'm going out with a couple of friends of mine. Who are they? Special Julia and Arseless Marcus. Oh, those two.
Nice.
Lovely. That'd be a right night out.
Wouldn't it?
Special Julia, will you take Arseless Marcus to the toilet? There's no need. I've already gone. I don't know where it is. I'm having conversations in my head. Yeah. Sorry.
It's all right. One last vote. Another month, another vote. Punky is like a fine wine. Wait, did I say fine wine? I meant cheap wine. Punky is like a really cheap wine that tastes a bit like cleaning liquid, burns the back of the throat, and causes dizziness and nausea when consumed in excess. Keep up the great shows. My ears get drunk every week. Kenny Lars. That's beautiful. Thank you.
I'll burn the back of your throat and cause dizziness. Possibly some nausea.
Certainly amount of gagging.
Certainly amount of gagging, Tony. Mind you, I will find a way to take your mind off that. I'll be fisting you.
Okay.
I better get on with the next song then, Tony.
All right.
Well, the next song, mate, this has come through from Manila PR, and rather than them send me a CD with the wrong stuff on, like they did before with Allegro when we got a band called Big Ski, this time around I said, listen, save yourselves the bother, I'll accept an MP3. They sent me an MP3 through from a band called Joint Pop. I love this. Really,
okay.
Really cool. And go on their page, because they've got loads of stuff like this. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Joint Pop's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Joint Pop.
It is. It's probably been the internet for Tony One. And this one's about us, Tony. Well, us in the old days and now just you. A little bit of Sherwood Forestry stuff going on here.
Okay.
Don't tell the in-laws, but we're outlaws.
1, 2, 3, 4. We'll be right back.
Okay, that was Joint Pop, and the song was called Don't Tell the In-Laws, But We're Outlaws.
Under pressure.
I'm Tony, you're listening to Punky Radio, Paul is fried in the beds, and if I'm back announcing, that must only mean it's time for my section. That's right, the only one. It is time for Tony's
International Gig Guide.
Hey, see? That was alright. But obviously, it's from Ross, so actually, it is time for Tony's International Ross Guide.
Massive cock.
Greetings to all that hold the title of Lords of the Yellow Friendship. If you didn't already know, award-winning Gothic Club Night, The Coven, is back on Saturday the 9th of May, that'll be this Saturday, at the Hat Factory in Luton, for a great night of death rock and rolling from 9pm to 2am with guest DJ Valoria Rose, plus resident DJs Nephilim Babe and Coven Alex. For more details and big hear, please go to myspace.com/TheCovenUK. That's from Russ. Oh, bless you.
Thank you very much. Will probably be there, okay. But not a little bit later than usual because of something I've got to do after my gig first, but then I'll talk to you about it. Do you know why it's the award-winning Coven, Tony?
Why's that?
Now, you know when Punky Radio became the award-winning Punky Radio, what did we win, Tony? Remind me that.
Podcast Peer Award.
That's right, voted for by?
Our peers.
Our peers, voted for by other podcasters. It was the equivalent of the Players Player of the Year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Particularly important award recognised globally.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what award the Coven won?
Don't know.
Best night in that venue.
Really?
Yeah. Which is fair enough. There are quite a few nights going on, but it was best night in that venue. That's the award. Utterly deservedly so as well. It's a brilliant night out. I'm not taking a piss here. And I will be down there as early as I can get there, but I have something else to do first. Right then, Tony, you're listening to Dr. Slagglebury by now, by the way. I have chosen our beds very carefully this week.
Okay.
Very carefully indeed, so that the bed doesn't coincide with the music before or after it. Oh yeah, this show doesn't just throw itself together, mate. There's method in its madness.
Okay.
Also, something a little bit mad, there's something I got through for Comedy Suburbs. Now, those of you who are regular listeners to the show will know that every once in a while we read out a joke that you've sent in and we call the feature Comedy Suburbs. And what you do, you send the joke to poorlyb@punkyradio.com, type in your email, Comedy Suburbs. That's what someone's done this week, but it came through sort of BCC'd, so I don't know, and I don't know where it came from or anything. It just appeared with no name or nothing. But anyway, it's here.
Okay.
It gives me the chance to do a particularly crap Irish accent.
Excellent.
Oh, I've got some gigs in Dublin in September, Tone.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm going to get in touch with the Irish Massive and see if we can get some down, the Lurgan Posse. See if they'll come down. Anyway, you will have to apologise. Well, actually, no, you can apologise for my Irish accent. You can do it now, Tone.
I do apologise, I suppose. Irish accent. Right.
Yeah, and quite right too. It's appalling. An Irishman is stumbling through the woods totally drunk when he comes upon a preacher baptising people in the river. He staggers into the water and subsequently bumps into the preacher. The preacher turns around and is almost overcome by the smell of alcohol, whereupon he asks the drunk, "Are you ready to find Jesus?" The drunk answers, "Yes, I am." He's actually from Somerset. So the preacher grabs him and dunks him in the water. He pulls him up and asks the drunk, "Brother, have you found Jesus?" The drunk replies, "No, I haven't found Jesus." The preacher, shocked at the answer, dunks him into the water again for a little longer. He again pulls him out of the water and asks again, "Have you found Jesus, my brother?" The drunk answers again, "No, I haven't found Jesus." By this time, the preacher is at his wit's end and dunks the drunk in the water again, but this time holds him down for about 30 seconds. And when he begins kicking his arms and legs, he pulls him up. The preacher screams at the drunk, "For the love of God, man, have you found Jesus?" The drunk wipes his eyes and catches his breath and yells back at the preacher, "Are you sure this is where he fell in?" Tony, have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you all for your nominations. This is the only one I currently have, so I am basically running the risk of running dry. So please email me your twats. That's all I ask. I don't ask of much.
Tony needs twat.
I need twat. So give them to me. If you have one to nominate, and you know you do, email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Sorry?
I'd like to find a twat to stretch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I don't want to say that, really. So this week, again, is from Murphy the Yeti.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Can we please have another listener? I really appreciate Murphy the Yeti and everything he's doing, but at the moment, he's hogging the whole show. Come on, listeners, get in touch.
Yes. But we appreciate it. So here we go. I bow at the knees of our mighty Lord Kuntulu as I offer a sacrifice for the altar of twat. My father, Stephen Murphy from Surrey, for the main reason being he's a twat.
Oh.
He's a twat for the...
It's a dad twat.
He's a twat for the obvious parental reasons, being a tight-fisted hypocrite, making me do all the housework.
Tony.
Yeah?
I've got a tight fist.
It's all that stretching.
Yeah.
Making me do all the housework, always.
How did you manage to make a sound then that reminded me of porridge?
Oh, I don't know. Is this, does that...
Oh, I know. It wasn't porridge. Ah. You sound like the soup dragon from the Clangers.
Oh, from the Clangers.
Do that again. See, there you go. You can now be a pirate and a soup dragon.
Well, there you go. I'll change my CV tonight. Wicked.
Yar, yar,
yar,
yar, pee.
Anyway. Yar,
gazpacho.
Gazpacho. Oh dear. And telling me to get a proper full-time job. But this is all a bit petty compared to what he did the other night. This host twatish act. Host? Most twatish act probably. Caught him doing was pissing in my favourite glass because he's too lazy to walk up 19 stairs to go to the toilet.
Oh no, that's a great idea. That's not twatty, that's brilliant.
I think that's great. Murph the Yeti, who needs a new favourite glass. Sounds a genius to me. But there you go.
So is that it?
That's basically it.
He's calling him a twat because he pissed in a glass.
Pissing his favourite glass.
But pissing in his favourite glass is genius. This wasn't twatties. This was on purpose.
So what do you think?
I'm not sure about this one, Tony. How do you feel?
I'm just always appreciative of the twat. So I'm kind of biased. But,
All right. Well, look. All right. Look. We'll go with the fact that he's no role model.
Okay.
Is he?
No.
He's giving his son bad ideas. He's being quite a bad example.
But he sounds genius to us.
But he is funny. Right. So, and I think that counts for a lot in life. I think there's a load of sort of if Osama bin Laden was a bit of a laugh. I think we'd forgive him a lot. That's all I'm saying, right? So how about making this for 1 week only is a bit of a twat?
Okay.
Right. Can we do that?
Yeah. We can do anything we want. So Stephen Murphy from Surrey, I'm assuming England, is a bit of a twat.
That's 1 week only.
Yeah, and a genius.
1 week only. He is the exclusive. Seeing as Murphy the Yeti... it was Murphy the Yeti, wasn't it?
Of course it was, yeah.
TNZ sent us so much stuff. For 1 week only, he is now the proud owner of the only is a bit of a twat there will ever be. In fact, should we say it again?
Okay.
Go for it.
So Stephen Murphy from Surrey is a bit of a twat. There you go.
Here's the Rockets, Robot Rock.
Rock on the moon, he makes
So that was the Rockets and Robot Rock from their album We Are the Rockets, which is available on their own label. It is available at Raucous Records, actually. I did check. I did notice that. I was quite chuffed. Okay. What I want to know is, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ The Rockets.
How are you spelling The Rockets?
R-O-C-K-E-T-Z.
Very good. It's probably the Internet 4, Tony 2. This album's fabulous. That's the third song we've played off it, and we will be playing another one. There's a brilliant version of Holiday in Cambodia on here, actually. It's a really, really good album. I recommend that you buy it. Check out the MySpace page. Buy the album. Now, Tony.
Yeah.
Thing is, yeah, that in the last bit, right, we had the situation where Murphy the Yeti was a little bit annoyed that his dad had done a wee in his favourite glass. He'd given him a bit of unconventional yellow friendship, right?
Uh-huh.
What he should have said to him was, "Go, Daddy." And I'm going to tell you all about them now to the tune of Chromosoma 3.
Okay.
Our friends at GoDaddy.com, Tony, essentially they're a web services provider, so when you go on there you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
SSLs.
And increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and... easy podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's...
PUNKY1?
Into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is now a PUNKY2 code, which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 35 nicker. It's a no-brainer, and why is that, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate, baby.
Now do it again as a soup dragon. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. Tony, that was fantastic. You even, for once, used the plural for SSL certificates and said cells. Because normally you say cell, it doesn't make any sense at all.
Okay.
So well done you.
Thank you very much.
You got anything that you want to add at this point?
Don't think so.
Well, this is purely a commercial break then, Tony. But I do have to tell you that the next band we're going to play is our first of a goth double bill in this second half of the show, Incubus Succubus, who I saw on Saturday night. I'll be telling you about it in the next section a bit more than now. This I've plucked from an album called Carnival of Souls Volume 1, which is a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant goth compilation album. And hi to Jem, who used to be in Midnight Configuration, who I met at this gig, in fact. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Incubus Succubus's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Incubus Succubus.
And how are you spelling Incubus Succubus?
I-N-C-U-B-U-S.
Yeah.
S-U-K-U-B-U-S.
Oh, you missed out a K. I've got an extra point. Come on. It's INCUBUSSUKKUBUS, which makes it, again, controversially, poorly be the Internet 5, Tony 2. I will give you a chance to make up for this, Tony.
Okay.
I promise you. But anyway, this is another one that you're going to like. Oh, it's a dirty show. This is Intercourse with the Vampire. We'll be right back. just leave this running, Tone. Ideally, we want to get this done before the football. Well done. That was Incubus Succubus and Intercourse with the Vampire there. And you're now listening to Project Marv. Any news on Marv, Tone?
No. Not heard from him.
But well, no. Thanks for that, then.
There you go.
So, did you do anything last week you want to talk about?
I did a gig last night at the Intake Club, which has turned its front bar room into kind of a mini gig room, because we heard we were doing it. I thought, oh, brilliant, because it's got a very big stage and very
big
room.
Back room's brilliant.
Yeah, so but then it says, but you're in the front. I said, oh, that's a bit weird, because it was just a very small area that they used to do karaoke on. So, oh, that's going to be shit. But they've actually turned it into a mini version of the gig room, so they've got a proper stage with lights and a big PA. So it's actually pretty good. Unfortunately, there was fuck all there, but the room was nice.
So, right, so the room's good, but there was no audience.
Was no,
do you blame
no
that on the bands not bringing anyone along?
I blame it on the bands.
Do you? How many did Al Cole bring along?
About four or five.
So the audience?
Basically, yeah. Well, this, we just played to the other bands, basically, because every band member's fans just fucked off for a bit. And so we just played to the bands and the few people we brought.
Right, okay.
But it was a Monday night at a venue which isn't really central to any kind of town, but the venue was, you know,
it is a bit on its own where it is, isn't it?
Yeah, so it was to be understood, really. It was to be expected, but the room was nice, so I can't fault them on that. But still a pretty poor night, but you know, it's always nice to get out of the house, isn't it?
Well, Tony, I've had a brilliant weekend.
Yeah,
absolutely brilliant. Yeah, last Thursday I did the Lescar in Hunter's Bar in Sheffield. And I'm on stage. I was headlining, and I'm on stage. I started telling him about the UK's first roundabout in Letchworth Garden City. It could have been a big mistake in Sheffield. It wasn't when I said the town corporation put the sign up, but then some bloke at the back of the room shouted out, "No, it wasn't. It was the Heritage Foundation." Right? I'm going, oh, fuck. And I just had to stop and go, right, you lot, this is going to be weird now. We're going to get specific about a town you've never been to. I said, oh, really? Was it Heritage Foundation? Yeah. I said, right, what was the... I said, what did it say on the sign then? He said, UK's first roundabout. I said, built? He went, 1908. I went, ha! No, it doesn't. It says, UK's first roundabout built circa 1909. That's the whole point of it. When was it built? Roundabout 1910. Right?
Mm.
That was my whole point. So I won. He was called David Murray, who was the guy who did the Purple Burger Alarm afterwards. So that was that. Gig was great. I'm in the Premier Inn, which is where Lenny Henry stays on tour, of course.
Of course.
And they were very nice there. Nice, really, really nice. I had a beautiful train journey up there. Gig was good fun. Went back to the hotel. Jobs are good and had a good night's sleep. Next day, the Friday, well, I could have gone out and done things, but all I did was go and get some food and come back and hang about, because I had a gig that night, but I was on first. And the gigs I was doing over the weekend were in the Memorial Hall, hosted by Face of Sheffield, Toby Foster, who was the drummer in Phoenix Nights, and all that. And he lives in Sheffield. He's got a radio show on BBC Radio Sheffield. He's Mr. Sheffield, right?
Right.
He even talks like this. He's Mr. Sheffield. It's from Barnsley, but it's from Mr. Sheffield.
Okay.
Right? And probably only half full, probably only had about 150 in, but they were really nice people. It was really, really good fun. Had a good gig. Headed home afterwards, mate. Headed home early. Had an early night. What's happening to me?
Wow.
I'll tell you why. Because on Saturday, I had a very busy day. Because Saturday morning, I got up, and I got the train to Driffield, where I was picked up by a bloke called Dr. Mike. It's all right. We'd arranged it. He drove me to a bike do for, and this was a motorcycle action group, 100% biker magazine do, called Into the Valley, which was 7 miles north of Driffield, kind of on the way to Bridlington sort of thing. And just such a good gig. My most enjoyable gig of the entire weekend. I was on stage at 3:15 in the afternoon. As I walked up, some bloke of the many bikers there, quite a few of them, going, hello, mate. And I'm starting to recognise a few of them now, because I've done loads. One bloke walked up and said, I'm so glad you're on. I am still laughing about the joke you made about the horse box on Sutton Bank last year being stuck behind a Harley. Now, that is a specific reference, my friend, because I only did it at one gig last year. I made it up on the way there. admittedly, it was pretty classy. And and I was like, oh, hello, mate. And I spoke to loads of people there and just had just the most brilliant time. Really, really good. They gave me a lift back afterwards. Oh, yeah, I may have indulged in 3 pints before I went on and a couple of spliffs after, but you know, it was a Saturday afternoon. So anyway, I got back on the train to go back to Sheffield, direct train, Driffield to Sheffield, like it. Tony, I'll be honest with you, I was a little the worse for wear.
Okay.
Yeah, I did have a little snooze.
Nice.
Snooze my way through South Yorkshire. And then I got back to the hotel about 7:15 at night. Oh shit, I didn't tell you. On the Friday night, mm-hmm. I was walking up to the Memorial Hall, because the people that ran it said, oh, poor mate. I said, where is it? Where is it from the hotel? They said, just ask reception and they'll tell you. It's really, really straightforward. I asked reception, did they know, did they fuck? They said, we think you turn right out of the hotel, then right again, it's near the cathedral. Well, I got to the cathedral. I walked round the cathedral, couldn't see this place at all. And there was a parked police car. So I went over. Now, my relationship with the fuzz of late has not been terrific. Anyway, walked up to these guys, these two cops, and went, listen, can you tell me where the Memorial Hall is? They didn't know. And one went, hold on while I radio through. And the driver radioed through, and he radioed through as follows: Charlie Tango Tea Kettle Barbecue, Memorial Hall, any information, making it sound like something had happened there. We waited. About a minute later, they gave him directions, and the two of them went, I went, oh, thanks, where is it? And they went, oh, just jump in, we'll give you a lift up there. So,
nice.
So I got in the back of this police car. They drove me to the venue, and I had my fingers crossed that the other comics on the bill would be standing outside having a fag, and they were. And they saw this police car pull up, and I saw them raise their eyebrows. And then the thing is, I was child-locked in the back. So the policeman in the passenger seat had to get out of the car and open the door for me. So I was officially chauffeur-driven to the gig in a police car. Got out of this police car and just went, "Hi, fellas," to the other ex. They were fucking killing themselves laughing. It was absolutely terrific. I shook the copper's hands. Thank you very much. South Yorkshire Police, plenty of time for you. Walked up and they said, what happened there? I went, I asked them for a lift. And they went, no. I went, well, no, actually, I didn't. They just offered. And they said, no. Anyway, that happened. On the Saturday night, I walked up to the gig and it was again only about 4:30, 150 in. Stag do down the front. One of the stags was dressed as?
Don't know.
Banana Man.
Nice.
Right? And Toby's on stage and he points at this bloke. And says to you, fucker, what's your name? And don't say fucking Banana Man. And this bloke went, all right, it's Eric. So he goes, Eric, what sort of fucking name's that? And just kept on it, this bloke. And everyone else in the room was fucking pissing themselves. Because they all know that Banana Man's real name is, of course, Eric.
Yeah.
And Toby just hasn't picked up on it at all. So anyway, he puts me on and I went, of course, we all know Eric's not your real name, is it? It's your real name if you really were Banana Man, but you're not really Banana Man, are you? And this guy went, no, I'm just a twat dressed up. Anyway, that gig, I'm wrapped up there at 9:30, I'm on first. And I've been invited by my friends Owen and Jem. Now, I've spoken to you about, well, Jem wasn't a friend at the time, I'd only met the man Owen before. I'd met him at a gig. You remember when I said to you that I did a gig in Clancochlan?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, do you remember that? And, well, he was on the bill then. He's a really interesting act, really, really brilliant, really weird. He's like a... This is going to sound odd. He's like a weird version of me.
Okay.
In that he does songs and poems and jokes and that, but it's all weirder than my stuff. All of it, right out there. Yeah. I really enjoyed watching him, actually. Anyway, met up with him and his missus at the Sheffield Ski Centre, right, for a goth gig. Incubus Succubus plus support. I missed the first support band. When I met up with Owen and Jem, I hadn't met Jem before. Tony, I could watch Owen do his set for ages. I could watch Jem all fucking night.
Nice.
Right. Anyway, we go into this gig. The support band are one of these acoustic goth bands without a drummer. Ever seen one of them?
No.
Me neither. It was like shit folk. I don't know the name. I don't know anything about them at all, but I'm not going to fucking watch him again. If I walk into a gig and they're there, I'm going to run a fucking mile. I tell you who'd really like them. Graham. They'd be perfect for Graham, and it's a frog's life. So maybe I will do them a favour after all. Because the audience loved them, just not my sort of thing at all. Mm. So I sat at a gingham table with a bloke who I'd met once before and his missus, who I fancied, watching an acoustic goth band I couldn't stand, thinking, where did it all go wrong? Anyway, they finished. Incubus Succubus came on. My only criticism of them is that they have a screen behind them with all crazy videos and things going on all the way through the gig. And it stops you looking at the band.
Right.
You keep looking at the screen. It was like a silence.
Oh, yeah.
When they used to do that, you know. And the thing is, it's all very good. These videos are all very clever and all that. But it stops you looking at the band, and it just means you don't... I mean, I was finding it difficult to concentrate. And that wasn't just the beer. I was finding it difficult. But anyway, I had a brilliant time. And I thought the band were fantastic, which is why we played that track just now. So, and there will be a bit more goth. I mean, that is more traditional goth, what we played to start with. There is another goth song coming up later on in the show. But right now, I want to get on, Tony, with something crazy in Japanese. Scar Shipper. Foo, foo, foo.
Let's go!
みたいようだけどなかなか見れない。うまくいかない。夢見たまして誓うようだけど、こう
So, Tony, that was Scarship or Scarshipper and Foo Foo Foo. Guess where that's from?
Japan Files.
JapanFiles.com, my friend. Now, they haven't got a MySpace page.
Okay.
So, for 2 points, what is Scarship's Japan Files address?
JapanFiles.com/Scarship?
Yeah, and how are you spelling Scarship?
S-K-A-S-H-I-P-P-E.
It is indeed. It's probably been Internet 5, Tony 4.
Ooh.
Interesting. Now, Tony, what did you say that you wanted to do just before this?
Go to bed.
And what time is it?
7:30.
Honky rocked. All right, so, on Sunday, on Sunday after the gigs, I got up early Sunday morning. By my standards, I had to be on the 9:52 train from Sheffield to Doncaster, then get back to Stevenage. My brother picked me up at Stevenage railway station, because as we know, I've been banned, or as I call it, doing my bit for the environment. I say banned, I should say from driving. I've been banned from everything. Although it's only a matter of time.
Yeah.
I did a brief bit of shopping in Stevenage Sainsbury's. My brother gave me a lot of good tips about Stevenage Sainsbury's. He said to me, now, Paul, when you go to Sainsbury's in Letchworth, do you ever look on the ends of the aisles? I went, yeah, I'll get the odd bargain. He went, look on the ends of the aisles in Stevenage Sainsbury's. I went, why? He went, because nobody likes the nice stuff.
Okay.
Stevenage, you get all this brilliant food at knockdown prices because everyone's just buying shit beans. Right? It was terrific. I had a right good run round. Went back, showered, changed, got into some clothes I thought might be acceptable, because I was going down to see Duchess Divine, who'd been on at the show that you saw.
Yes.
On a Dolly Remixture. She was unveiling a new dance at a night called Finger in the Pie at Madame Jojo's. It's a big burlesque cabaret show. It's on Brewer Street, which is in Soho. Famous venue. Beautiful venue. First time I've been. Absolutely beautiful. So I went down there. Now, she accused me on Friday, I didn't mention this, but she did. Well, she announced to me in conversation that all of my clothes were shit. Well, I said, what, every single one? And she went, yeah, all your clothes are shit. I went, oh, thanks very much for that. I thought they were all right. So anyway, I did consider my outfit quite carefully after advice from said Ms. Divine. And I picked an outfit that I thought might not be too offensive to her, because she said she'd bring a load of friends down and her mum was going to be there, and she didn't want me embarrassing her by wearing brothel creepers and my usual nonsense.
Oh dear.
Fuck's sake. Anyway, showed up looking like a bit of a chav.
Nice.
No one seemed to say anything, so it's fine. The gig itself, really, really brilliant show. Lots of really interesting acts, but quite a rude audience. Certainly at the back, people were talking all the way through. I think when you get that number of acts on in central London, they all bring their mates down, and every single one of them, their mates are just there to see them. It's a bit like bands. They do stay all night, but they talk through the other ones.
Right, okay.
That's now, the compare was quite good. Myra Dubois, a drag act, but actually wasn't very good at sorting the audience out.
Right.
He stroke she was funny and quite good with the audience down the front, but wasn't good. I mean, I'd have, Tony, you know me, I can be a bit dumb. I would have taken that gig by the scruff of the neck and sorted it out, and he didn't do it. She didn't do it.
Right.
So it wasn't anyone's fault, really. It was just a bit of a rude crowd that no one really got on top of. I actually went and had a word with one of the door staff and said, would he go and tell those idiots to shut up? And they didn't.
Okay.
Which Fair was enough. Vaguely annoying, my friend. Vaguely annoying. Anyway, it was a great night, really, really great night. Went for, there's a Chinese takeaway next door that was really good that I went in afterwards that I can't remember the name of. Had a nice journey home on the train, was a little bit drunk. Oh, yeah, I spent a fortune. A small glass of red wine was £4.
Jesus.
Bled and London. I had lots of small glasses of red wine.
Bloody
I also London. Bought quite a few drinks for other people and didn't get any back. The only person who brought me a drink back was the Duchess's mother.
Oh, right, okay.
Very kindly bought me a glass of red wine back. I think she'd noticed how I was offering to buy drinks and no one else was offering back. A bit pissed off, really. But anyway, I had a really, really good night. It was really good fun. I recommend the night, Finger in the Pie. I recommend the new act from Duchess Divine. Absolutely brilliant. A kind of RAF thing. Really, really good. And I recommend the venue. If you do ever get the chance, I'd save up for it.
Right, yeah.
I was on the guest list, of course. I'm really rather important.
Yes.
So, yeah, so had a fantastic night, but it did cost me a fortune. quite a few brain cells. Any road up. For the rest of the week, I'm going to be quite quiet. Because this weekend is my shows in Hitchin, Lechford and Bedford. I've got a gig in Barnstaple on Thursday night, but it's a private do for the RAF, I think, strangely enough.
All right.
I haven't just mentioned them. But then Friday, Saturday and Sunday in Hitchin, Lechford and Bedford, usual times and prices, and it features my old mate John Mann and the very brilliant Nick Revel. I should say John is also brilliant. So do get a chance to come down. You can find out more about the Hitchin, Lechford ones at lastminutecomedy.com, which is a website run by...
me.
Exactly. And for the Bedford one, you can get details on myspace.com/comedysos. On Saturday night, after Lechford's show... I will be going to see Krongen, who are playing their reunion gig, anniversary gig, at Club 85 in Hitchin. So my gig's going to wrap up about 10:45. Hmm. I'm going to hot-foot it down to Club 85 in Hitchin to see the band. That's wrapped up at midnight. So depending on what happens, I may then go over to the Coven. Because I'm not happy just doing one thing in a night, Tony. You might have noticed that.
Yeah.
So hopefully, Russ, I will see you on Saturday night. Hello to Loopy. Hello, Small Paul. I don't want to miss it. I'm going to try not to. Even if I only get there for an hour and a half, I would really, really like to come down because it's such a brilliant night. That's about it, Tony. Have you got anything that you want to say?
No, I think I've about covered it really with my gig from this week. Yeah, sorry.
Well, thank you for contributing once again to this week's show.
That's all right.
By the way, in case you were wondering, the band underneath us at the moment are Guanabats. Who are terrific. Now, the Meteors, the band we played first, Paul Fenwick, the lead singer, is his side solo project, will be performing at the Psychobilly meeting at the end of June, and I will be there watching him. Come on.
Excellent.
Now, last band tonight, we do play them as a bed quite a lot. It's only Midnight Configuration, Tony.
Wow. Local, aren't they?
Well, local to you.
Yes.
Because one of their... previous incarnations for the Sepulchre Rose album, they had a little lady doing some backing vocals, a little bit of dancing there,
mm-hmm.
called Jem, who's Owen's missus, who are the ones that I met last Saturday, and I thought, you know what, it'd be nice to tie all this in. I'm playing a bit of goth, let's play a bit more. This, of course, isn't goth, it's gothic evolved. I even gave Jem the opportunity to choose the track, and I listened to the album again, and I picked out the two that I thought she would pick one of them. For the simple reason that they're the ones she's on the most.
Right. Right. Yeah.
There's one called Back to the Shadows, I think, that I thought she might have gone for. But the one I suspect she'd go to was called Forever. And guess what? That's the one she plumped for.
Hey.
Now, the only thing is, Tony, I was about to ask you what Midnight Configuration's MySpace page is.
Right.
So that we could even things up to make it five all. But in a rare piece of honesty... truth, justice and fairness, I have to say to you that I think I checked out their page and I don't think it is Midnight Configuration. I think it's myspace.com/Midnight Configuration Official.
Okay.
Or something. They're in our top friends. So if you click on the page, go to myspace.com/Punky Radio, click on our top friends and you'll find them. Right, and do, because they do some excellent stuff. So basically, Tony, I'm going to award you 2 points.
Right. Thank you very much.
Messing up. Aww. Which means I've lost. It's poorly being internet 5, Tony 6. This is Midnight Configuration featuring Jem. Oh, Jem. Forever.
When a woman combs her hair, she imitates the motion of the stars. Walking out of the chaos of the king.
So that was Midnight Configuration and Forever from their album Sepulchre Rose. And I will just mention the Carnival of Souls album as well, which features Star in the Street, Intravenous, Sneaky Bat Machine, Midnight Configuration, Inertia, Faithful Dawn, Catastrophe Valley, Two Witches, Squid, The House of Usher, Burning Gates, Zone Eye or Zone, Incubus Succubus that you heard earlier, All Living Fiat, Mannequin and Brother Orchid. Both very good albums, I believe, still available. So do check out the Midnight Configuration MySpace page. They did used to have the Church of Nightbreed website. That's now gone, and they're starting a goth Facebook thing.
Oh, okay.
I'll have more information about that in future weeks. I also obviously didn't say to you, of course, that Scarship were a ska band, but you probably noticed that.
Yeah.
Well, mad, crazy Japanese ska punk, etc. Do check out japanfiles.com. Now, please, Tony, what should people be doing this week?
Well... I really need some twat, so if you do have a twat to nominate, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com, and you should always be voting on Podcast Alley, punkyradio.com again, just at the top of the screen, hit the important vote link, and enter email address and a comment. And of course, UK iTunes, in fact any iTunes, please do leave us an iTunes review. Punkyradio.com again, hit the iTunes link, take it to the music store page where you can log in and review us. 5 stars only. I read the US, Paul reads the UK.
And for some strange reason, your reviews move us up the chart.
Yeah.
So it's really, really important that you help us out. The further we up the chart, the more people listen, the more people hear the bands, the more people buy the band's CDs. That's what we're all about, of course. Now, I would also like you to leave a MySpace comment for us this week. I'd also like you to send me stuff to poorlybe@punkyradio.com. You know what to do, be it Poetry Corner, Judgmental, Comedy Suburbs, etc., etc. Also, girls, if you would like to get a little bit closer to my pink sprinkler, why not email poorlybe@punkyradio.com, tightly your email. I'd like to get a bit closer to your pink sprinkler. Let's see if I have anything to read out next week, shall we?
Fair enough.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I'll poog.
Check out.
And maybe, just maybe, I'll sneak up behind you on a train, wrap my long coat around you, lift your miniskirt up, and take you from behind, Tony.
How did you know I was wearing a miniskirt?
Oh, guesswork.
Nah, fair enough.